Wow, what's that? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's wearing lycra and sequins and ice skates. It's Comedy Day Vinny.
Morning.
Morning, gorgeous. You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Well, that music gets me on edge every time I hear it.
I bet it does. I bet you just want to whiz across the ice. Oh. Or you just want to run to the toilet.
A bit of both. Toilet first and then whiz across the ice and try and look comfortable and not fall over.
How's practice going for this week then? So it's on tonight, ITV1, 6:45, Dancing on Ice.
No, 6:10 tonight.
You're joking.
No, it's a bumper one, you see, because there's 12 people skating. So there's more than there was last week. There was 8 last week, 8 the week before. So they've got to somehow cram in 12. So it starts slightly earlier, 6:10, I believe. ITV1.
Wow, that's a marathon. How long's each song? It's going to be like this, each one. And that was it. Wasn't that great? You're just going to get on the ice and then it'll be at the end.
I know.
How long is your song, do you know?
It's a minute and a half, I think.
Right, okay.
A minute and a half of the routine. So, yeah, it's there's a lot more to cram in this week. So, yeah, I believe it's 6:10 ITV1 and then that runs till 8:30.
Right.
Then you've got the hour for Wild at Heart.
Well, I know this. You know why I know this? Because we let the kids watch a bit. It's bath time. It's not really TV time.
Yeah.
It depends when you're on in the order as well, because they might not get to see you. Then we get them in bed, watch it, and then during Wild at Heart or whatever, I do a bit of yoga on my bedroom floor and then I get a load of school bag ready. I've got my routine all worked out now since you've been on the show, and then I settle down in my gym jams, you see, ready to watch the results show.
I love the way that you do a school bag and probably do a packed lunch or Wild at Heart song.
Yeah, that's what I do, a bit of yoga while there's like, quick, hurry up, there's a new tiger cub being attacked by a baboon. And I'm there doing me like downward dog on bedroom floor. But anyway, so that's how I know there's like that hour break. During that hour break, are you all sat around like getting hammered, going, hey, who cares who wins?
It would be nice, and it's strange actually, because in any other TV environment, that would be an opportunity to go to the bar and have a couple of jars, wouldn't it? But unfortunately, you know, a couple of beers or a nice glass of wine doesn't really go well with ice skating.
No, because, if you've got to skate for your life and try and stay in.
If you knew that you weren't going to skate again, then you could relax a little bit. But the problem is, at that point, while Wild at Heart's on and you're doing your yoga and packing Lola's school bag, is the fact that we're thinking we might be doing all this again and skating for our lives.
Wow.
Which is why we have to stay focused.
We chatted off air and you said you'd woke up really early and that, just going through your routine in your head. Can you go through your routine like on your lounge carpet? Do you know what I mean? Can you step through it? Is it possible?
Yeah, you can. You can go through it, but then I go and confuse myself because there's certain things that obviously your feet can do when they're on the ice that they can't do when they're on carpet. And then I confuse myself as to where they're going. So it's best not to do it, but I was lying for some unknown reason. I fell asleep. Well, I knew why I fell asleep last night, because I was knackered, and I fell asleep about 10:30, went to bed, and then I was awake about 3:30 and never really got back to sleep again. But anyway, I've gone through the routine. The routine's totally different for tonight.
Now, is the question the nation wants answering is there going to be any robotics tonight?
There's no robotics, I'm sad to say.
Not a sneaky caterpillar.
No. There's no caterpillar. There's no head spins. There's none of that.
Do you do a lift? Do you lift her up this week?
Yes. I lift Frankie in what they call I think it's a sail lift or something.
Now, have you got hold of her thighs? Because there's some lifts that look, it gets a little bit what's he called? Orville. You know what I mean? You're like, how do they do that? Where's the hand?
I know. It's funny, really, because when you first meet your partner, bearing in mind this is a total stranger, and then almost within minutes, you've been asked to get very close to them.
Yeah.
And I always, because the thing was, I always thought from the start, I thought I'd be devastated if I put my hand somewhere and actually it needed to be further away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, without being too graphic. So what I tend to do is kind of start at the ankle or the knee and then work up. Because I think that that's safer, you know, than starting from the other end.
Yeah, exactly. Don't start, yeah, on an actual bottom. So you're going to be lifting her up. Do you go... Now, the big thing is when... On Dancing on Ice, when you watch it, the thing that the judges like is when you go off and do... not you do a bit of solo skating, so you're not basically clinging onto your partner. That kind of proves that you're improving and you can sort of stand alone. Do you do a little bit of that?
There's a certain amount of skating on my own.
Cool.
But there's quite a lot of stuff together because it's kind of more of a dancey kind of waltzy sort of number.
Is so it a romantic number?
Yeah, almost.
Oh,
yeah.
Dave does romance. That is. And what's the outfit like this week?
Well, I don't know whether I should tell you, but I will, as long as you don't tell anybody else. Okay. I'll give you an exclusive. I'm in a suit this week.
Oh.
So I'm not in.
Is it a lycra suit? Because you know.
No. It's like I'm in a silver shirt and then a black sort of dinner jacket, Looking quite brat pack.
Wow, we like this.
That sort of look. I'm looking like I might be out for a fancy swish evening, and then at the end of the night, I casually pop on my ice
cream. Wow, amazing.
And then do a little routine.
Now then, you've got to stay in until props week, because I won't see you whizzing around that ice with a bread bin or whatever you get.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly, like... dragging a wheelie bin behind me or something.
Yeah, putting the bins out to the strains of Rihanna or whatever. It's amazing.
Oh, no. Name,
you know, your recycle boxes. That'd be incredible.
You're alternate Wednesday for them, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like that with you as well? Do you get alternate bi-weekly bin collection?
It's every Tuesday, but we could talk about this off air.
Yeah, it's fine.
You've got to stay until half term, which is another couple of weeks at least. We've got to keep Dave in because I want to come down there when it's half term so Lola can stay up and we'll come and cheer in the audience and that.
Sarah, don't forget. No voty, no vitty.
No voty, no vitty. That's what we've got to do. We've got to... what stage are you on tonight? Are you halfway? Because there's about 35 of you, so...
Yeah, I think I'm sort of the second half.
Okay,
cool. I think I was sixth, and I think they're moving me further and further back. I think I'm currently eighth, something like that. But
you know why? Because probably millions tuned out once they'd seen you last week. You're the big draw now.
Well, do you think so? I think maybe they're hoping that a few people have dropped off by the time I come on. Or maybe they've already started their yoga and doing the packed lunches.
Well, no, all these things need doing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to watching. So a bit of an earlier time, so 6:10, did you say quarter? But
ten past six. Yeah, okay. double check it for me in the paper, but I think it's 6:10 on ITV1.
Oh, it is. We've already been on that and checked it. Good luck with your smile when you dance on at the beginning.
Thank you.
And you sort of had to skate on.
Always the hardest bit. Always the hardest bit, trying to look comfortable.
And just do your best. We're very proud of you. You're doing a brilliant job and we'll all be voting, all right?
Thank you very much.
You're not in your lycra now. We can't have a twang of lycra now, can we not?
No, I'm not. I'm in my tracky bottoms, which is probably less exciting.
Yeah, well.
So I've had the gear on today already.
Excellent.
And it's now off again, and ready to be.
And you got the tan on. Is the tan not faded?
Yeah, no, the tan's on.
Good.
Although I couldn't be bothered doing the full body tan last night, because I thought there's not much point when I'm in a suit. So I just done from the neck upwards.
Okay, excellent. Welcome to a girl's world. This is what we do in summer. We sort of just do to just above the knee if we've got time.
I tell you what, before long I'll just be doing a fringe wash as well and all that other stuff that you girls do.
Us ladies. Listen, darling, we look forward to it. Good luck to you and Frankie tonight.
Thank you.
Best of luck, Dave. Bye.
Cheers, darling. Bye.
Bye.